What's up, everyone? We're on the bottom of page 298. We finished off, we read the last Machaber over here, but a couple of Ha'aras over here at the end of Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, moving on to page 299. Okay, we said, Ha'ona Amin lo yagvia kol yoter mivarach. Someone who's answering Amin is not supposed to answer Amin yoter mivarach. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, we should dichtiv gadula Hashem iti unroma shmo yachdav. Okay, we learn out from a pasuk Galul Hashem Iti when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Rosh Hashanah, we do it together at the same amount. So therefore, if you're not gonna say Amen, you should not do it louder than the Mavarach. But on my hand with this, it sounds like over here that it should dafka be. You should try and get exactly the same call. It should not only be not greater; it should not even be less than the Mavarach. Also, that way you're pasuk not makbid on. You're allowed to answer Amen more quiet than the Mavarach, just not louder. Marina Rabbeinu Harav Shlita told me the reason is because another pasuk we learned it from is from Moshe Rabbeinu as talking to Bnei Yisrael, teaching him the Aseres Dibros. Okay, so it says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them. Also, it says it can't be that when the Bnei Yisrael answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu, it can't be that they did the same call. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to 600,000 people. Okay, so obviously he was talking much greater than they. So that's what Nevinzel says is the Mariah, that it could be less than the Mavarech, but not greater than the Mavarech. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Veneer. Continue on over here in Sukkot and Memzayin. Veneer duhu adin leinin baruchu birkas ha-mazon. The same thing when you're answering baruchu. Or berkas ha-mazon gankin lo yagbiya una yoter mimavarech. You should not answer greater in the mazumin. Or by answering baruchu, kaddish, all these things, you should not answer louder than the person saying, leading the mazumin, leading kaddish, the shiat, whatever it is. However, this is Onir. But if his point is, and he has a point about Christ, he's the Rav of the Shul or whatever it might be, and he's trying to mizariz the people and answer Amin, that's why he does it louder, to remind the people to answer Amin, then we are going to say it is going to be mutter to go ahead and do. Other yotzim in a clouds over here that we have, that you're allowed to answer Amin louder, we also know by Yeheshmi Rab Mavarach Yilam Amin Almayah, the Gemara says, if you answer Kokocho, then you're going to be Koronelo Gzardino Yoter Bishim Mishon, at least one of the Perushim in the Rishonim means to answer it very loudly. So therefore you'll say Amin Yeheshmi Rab, you're allowed to answer louder than him. One other yotzim in a cloud is by the Baal Korei. The Baal Korei is answering Amin before the beginning of an Aliyah. Over there, he's Davka supposed to answer Amin, and a little bit after the Tzibur, a little bit towards the finish off his Amin, later than the Tzibur, to signify the fact that he's about to start the Kriyas HaTorah. Okay? In terms of the last couple of things, in terms of Amin, we have the Shvei Nishit, the Rosh HaMazalman, you're not allowed to answer Amin, you're not be Yotzi Abracha through a microphone. You're not allowed to answer my microphone, Kriyas Megillah. All these types of things you're not allowed to answer through a microphone. So therefore, you're not really answering that. You're not supposed to answer Amin, especially to a bracha that you are being Yotzi. Once again, it's a bracha that you're not chayiv to hear. It's no worse than hearing through a microphone than Alexander Shalom Yitzrayim, where they didn't hear the bracha at all. Okay, moving on to Siman Kuf Chaf Hei, the dinim of Kedusha. Okay, continue on the Chazaras Hashas over. We talked about answering Amen. Now we're going to get into the Kedusha of the Chazaras Hashas. Says the Mechaber over here, Ein Hatzibur Omrim Mishliach Tzibur Nak Tishach. The Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur says Nak Tishach. Or in this Ashkenaz, Nikadesh Shimcha Ba'olam, okay? And the Tzibur does not say it along with the Chazan. Really, according to the Mechaber, it sounds like they're not supposed to say it at all. Ella, Shotkin Umimchavnin Lamash Atziah Tzibur Omer, Ad Shemigia LeKedusha. You're either they're quiet and they're Mechavin to the words of the Shliat Tzibur until they get to the actual Kedusha. The actual Kedusha is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's really the beginning of the Kedusha, Nakdishach. And the Kadesh Shimcha Ba'olam is not really part of the kedusha. Therefore, the Mechaber says they should just be quiet. At shemigil kedusha, v'az oni matzibur kadosh. Then the tzibur is going to say kadosh, which is the ikar part of kedusha. Now, if you look around, no one does this. Why doesn't everyone do this? The Mechaber says like this. The Ramah does not answer anything back over here. So if you look inside, Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkat and Beis Elishotni says v'yesh mekilin shiuchol omrim mishliach tzibur. There are those who make and says you are allowed to say it with the shliach tzibur. Even choosing lashon over here is taz. Uvishem Ksovim. Shem Ksovim really is referring to Alpi Kabbalah. And Dafka, that is the Shita of the Arizal. And that is why, by Spartan for sure, they answer Nakti Shach also with the Shliach Tzibur, because that's what the Arizal said, that what it's supposed to do. And that is the minhag of many to do. However, the Mishnah Berurah goes on, he says, V'am minhag anachah, k'mo shekatav ha-Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the correct minhag is not to answer Nakti Shach with the Shliach Tzibur. And like the Shulchan Aruch said, ki imo nivshu achronim, because achronim all say like that, v'chein nog agra. And that was the minhag of the gra, not to say nekadesh, not Nakti Shach. You don't say it along with the Tzibur. Okay, mikol makom, The Chavetz Chaim does say, "Aminig biyameinu shomer kal gam ki nekadesh." He says the minig etzleinu is that they do say nekadesh, and that's why also by the Sfardim and also by many Ashkenazim they go ahead and say nekadesh or nakti shachu. Depending on your nusach, they say it along because A, you have the result. B, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is the minig biyameinu. Okay. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal told me, like the Gra, that he does not answer Nikadesh Shichal Olam. He waits and just listens to the Chazan to that point until Kadosh, 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 and he answers Kadosh. Okay, that is the minig, because that's the Mechaber says not really part of Kedusha. It's not really part of Kedusha. Not Tishach. I don't know if I'm not sure Rosh Hashanah is there, but that's the Rav Nevinzal. That's the Gra. It's the Gra. So the Chora was minig in the minig over here in Yerushalayim not to answer Nikadesh. And that is what Rav Nevinzal told me to also look at the mice that one should follow the Gra over here. Now, okay, but once again, the minig is not like that for surface farting. They do not follow Moran and Machabra over here. They go like the Arizal, like Moses, right, correct. That's for Shabbat. Everyone knows the Sfarim, that's what the Sfarim do against the Psak over here of the Machabra. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon Aleph, has a couple of important things just to understand what's going on in Kedusha. His Ain it's about time. Once again, this is the reason. It was Nitgan that Naktishach, the Kadesh, is for the Shia Tzibur to say it for the Kal. V'yashlucham, and he is their Shliach for this. Okay, it's over here is an introduction to Kedusha. They're talking and describing what's going to happen in Kedusha. U'kshagam Tzibur omru oto, echi koresh Shia Tzibur shlucham. If the Tzibur is going to say it along with the Chazan, how could you call the Chazan their Shliach? Also by Kaddish, it's the same thing until the Amen that the Shia Tzibur is supposed to answer, they're not supposed to say it along with the Chazan. Ad Amen Yesh Mirabo. Vafilu Yesh Minyan Milvado Shoshoyim Mazinu L'Shia Tzibur Gankin Osir. Even if there's other people in the Tzibur listening to the Chazan, it's still Osir to say along. Kial Kol Echad Shevesik Nesis HaChiyav Lishtok La'azin L'Shia Tzibur V'Acha Kach Lanos Ocharav. Your Chiyav is to listen to the Shia Tzibur and answer Amen. Umitamzeh, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu im yirtzel yilmod al yidei hearer, even if you want to learn at the beginning of Kaddish, the beginning of Kedusha, gan kein osr mishah shematcha l'chazen the Kaddish, so absolutely osr. Even if he's already davened dirty, even if he's already answering Kedusha, he has to listen to the Kaddish, v'chein the Kaddish. Im lo b'shah shechazen marich b'nigun, v'lo b'shah shemechatech osios, unless the Chazen is being marich in something of a nigun, he's not answering, actually saying the words at that point, then you would be allowed to. Oh, vein and nikra kedusha ella naritzach. Uleminik asar shem nechem bechol tefar shachle nechash shem nekadesh. Luma sam uvedivrei. That's only parts that are saying over here not to learn during that part and listen to the shliat zibur. Aval shara nusach shemosivim b'shabbis. But the actual things you add on Shabbos mean komcha. Okay, the things that you add on Shabbos, let's say. Ain't a bechlal kedusha. Those are not even part of kedusha. Vein a tzarich lahazin achar chazin. You don't really make didn't even have to listen to the chazin during this time. And that's why people say it before the Chazan. Mashba from the Mishnah Berurah, Lumasam Baruch Yomeru, Uvedirin Kachachak Kasuvay Mor. You're not supposed to say it. Only the Chazan says it. Only the Chazan says those part. Once again, many of the Minag, similar to Nikadesh and Naktishach, that they say Lumasam Uvedirin Kachachak Kasuvay Mor. By Mim Komcha, it sounds like there's more of a Minag to go ahead for the Tzibur to say it. Once again, Moreno Rabbeinu Nazal does not say any of those things. He just says Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod when he's not in the middle of Shemun Esrei. Most of the time he's in the middle of Shemun Esrei, like we've talked many times before. The extra things you had on Shabbos, you can even think in learning during that time because it's not really part of Kedusha. Okay? To build out a safer is not nice because then people are going to learn the wrong thing. They're not going to know the difference between this part of Kedusha and that part of Kedusha. Therefore, not to pull out a safer can cut them magen avram, shema gosi, shnochlin. Aval kamach rum sovrim, da filo yimloch gam kenen amikar Kedusha. Many achronim hold that even yimloch atan is also not part of the Kedusha. And that's how we learned earlier on. Even if you say yilurat sori mefi, you don't say yimloch. You only say the two middle things, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kivot. For sure, Lumasam is not part of the Iker part of Kedusha that you have to go ahead and answer. Okay, so that is, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Gibel. Kadosh v'yachid shamar kadosh 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 v'dayin ashtia tzibur haya b'vikra zel zeh. If yachid is still saying kadosh 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 and ashtia tzibur z'vakara zel zeh v'yamar, yeshoyim to lo yotza. He's not going to be yotza because he's doing it too quickly before the chazan. He has to wait for the chazan and then answer kadosh. V'tzarech lanos pa macheres. He would have to answer kadosh 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 again if he said it too early. Okay, v'chein yishle zarek, ankech lo yachar lomar kadosh achar kal. He should not answer kadosh after the kal also. It's supposed to be said all together. which gets into the shaila of when is the chazan supposed to say things. Okay, you see all different types of things, different chazanim doing different things. The kadosh, 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 he says it with the tzibur. He says it after the tzibur is done. Okay, when the Baal HaChazan wants to menagin, many times he'll wait for the tzibur to be done, so he'll hear his voice, and he can answer kadosh. What's the correct thing to do? Look inside, Bir Halacha, Dibur Masel, El Shoski. It says over here, three lines down. Umi stapakna. I have the following salvek lenient shliat tzibur. Imu mechuyev gankein lomar kadoshu baruch b'shavay matzibur. Just like we just said a seconds ago, the tzibur has to say it together, not one after each other. Is the shliat tzibur also for kadosh, 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 and baruch kevod? Does he say it with the tzibur? Kialo inen emotzi etzatzmo mina klal damer nekadosh. He says nekadosh yichav ba'olam. He's saying we're all going to make kadosh shem shemayim together. So l'chora, he should answer kadosh along with the tzibur. That's the sad to say. He should say kadosh, 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 baruch kevod when the tzibur says it. How can he say it afterwards? Not basar. It's one of the things that are advanced shabbat kedusha. He should have to say it with the tzibur. However, two lines down says the esher. Or perhaps the other side is kaven da omed betfila, since he's in the middle of tefila. Kaim lamisim kuf dal siv zayin di yishtok v'yasai. If someone is in the middle of tefila, someone else is still in the middle of their shmona esrei. We learn in siman kuf dal. What does he do? He's supposed to listen to the shliat tzibur say kadosh kadosh kadosh, and he's going to be yotzei through the shliat tzibur. If the shliat tzibur says it along with the kahal, that's going to be a problem because he's not going to hear the shliat tzibur. If he does hear trei koli lo mishtami, we don't say that you can hear two voices at the same time. So over here we have sort of like a steer over here in an area. One side you should say it along with the tzibur in order that he's part of the tzibur when saying kedusha, and the other side he can't say it with the tzibur because he has to emotzi. The person still davening shmona esrei, like we learned in siman kuf dalet. Sounds like he says it not at the same time. So once again, Vesher came and Delmin Bitfila Kaimlam Simon Kufdal Siv Zain, the Yishtok Vi Chavin Lamashal Mershiat Sibor Kadelat Seizbaza. He's both listening to Shiat Sibor in order to be Yotze Kedusha. Shul Chashiv Komi, Lotzi Rabbi Yedechova. So it's like he's being Motzi the Rabbi Yedechova, Vi Yachalomar, Afila Acher Kach, and therefore he should be able to say it afterwards. Says, Vi Matcha Shiat Sibor, Ashar Yachid Lomar Kadosh, Kodin Shikor Matsimar Masam, Bavadi Chashiv Ketzibor. If the Shliat Sibor waits until a point where the Sibur is still saying it, meaning they're at the end of Kadosh, 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 and he starts Kadosh, Kadosh, for sure that's still considered saying it along with the Tzibur. Okay? Lamais is like this. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, because of Siman Kuf Dalet Siv Zayin, wait till afterwards. He says, wait till they say Kadosh, Kadosh afterwards, even though they're still somewhat Nachshav saying it with the Tzibur. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel, he told him this Baal Peh, and Baruch Hashem, it's very exciting when he tells us something Baal Peh, and they put it into the new Mishnah Berurah. It's Mamish over here in the new edition of the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at the bottom, we stepakna. It says, L'chor Nira, Shiyomar Shliat Tzibur Kadosh Baruch, K'toch Teg Dibur L'Tzibur. You should make sure to do it at least Toch Teg Dibur of the Tzibur. Dibazanesh of Kolomar Basara, because that's still like he's saying it along with the Tzibur, as long as he does Toch Teg Dibur of the Tzibur finishing. The Toch Teg Dibur K'dibur Dami. In this way, a person still having Shmona Esrei will still hear his voice. As long as the tzibur, if they're saying if they say that too loud, he's now saying kadosh kadosh or baruch kivod, so he's not going to hear. You still have the problem. So therefore, lemaisa, that's what Rav Nevinsel says. Lemaisa that the chazan should do: wait till the end of the tzibur saying kadosh kadosh kadosh. At that point, when they're ending, or right when they end, Toch Teg Dibur, he should start his Kadosh, 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 and he's sort of a Yotze, both of these dinim. Number one, he's still saying Toch Asara, because it's Toch Teg Dibur of the Tzibur answering. And number two, he could be Yotze, the person still davening Shmona Esrei, because they'll be saying it alone, and he could answer the Tzibur. That's Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsel's Pshara over here, and what to do, Lemaisa for a Chasid. Okay? Fine. Okay, well, let's just start reading Siv Beis, and then we'll come back tomorrow and continue from Siv Beis. Tov l'chavin ragla b'shash omar kedushim shliat tzibur. It's correct to mechavin ragla just so you have your feet together during Shmona Esrei. So do you have your feet together for kedusha also? Okay, v'yishlisa inayim l'marom b'shash omrim kedusha. You should raise up your eyes towards Shemayim while you're saying kedusha. Also, you shake your body and you lift up your legs from the ground a little bit, like we all know, kadosh kadosh baruch kavod. You lift up your feet a little bit. We'll see that inside tomorrow. The ain't l'daber ben kedusha. It's also to speak during kedusha. Even if he's Dari Davin during it, and he's already answered Kedusha in his minion, and now he enters another Tzibor and hears another Tzibor saying Kedusha, he should answer Kedusha with that Tzibor. Adkan for today.